And welcome back to another edition of the Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast. Find us on Twitter at AlwaysPressDFS. Before we get into your Hero World Challenge Tiger Woods Invitational preview, let's let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Draft, Draft.com. Fantasy sports fans, listen up. Did you know that your chances of winning on Draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why you need to try Draft. No more getting crushed by the pros. More than a million people have already downloaded Draft. Play in a real live NBA, NFL, PGA draft right now. Maybe not PGA with the Hero Invitational, but plenty to come during the regular season. Be done in under 5 minutes drafting. Get paid the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use the promo code SD Sports. That's right. Playing a real money draft for free just by using the promo code SD Sports. But it's even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it. They're even offering a money back guarantee up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with the promo code SD Sports. Void or prohibited. Must be 18 or older. See website for details. Offer must be redeemed within 14 days of deposit. Now, get ready for the Hero World Challenge. Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast, your Hero World Challenge, a.k.a. Tiger Woods Open preview. You can follow the podcast on Always Press DFS on Twitter. I'm joined by my two comrades, as always. We got Jesse on Twitter at DFS Golf Gods. Jesse, how you doing?
Doing well, man. Good to be here.
And Bucks is on Twitter at BP Snow 11, sporting that Snell gear. Bucks, how we doing?
Doing great, Bubba.
Good.
Really. How are you, Bubba?
Oh, I am just doing great. It's getting cold in California. It's like 40-something degrees. It's crazy.
Oh, but, man.
I'll just throw this one out there to make everybody really get pissed off. I played golf over in at Poor Man's Pebble on Saturday in Pacific Grove, and it got to 78. It was rough. It was rough. So yeah, now that everybody hates me, we can get started. Anybody have any hot takes on last week's golf action? Anything in the Euro Tour get anybody excited?
No, I didn't know who the winner was before he won.
Yeah, who ended up winning? Because I had RCB, he got second. I didn't even look to see one.
Yeah, I had Rafa, too. Let's see.
Hornsby or something?
Yeah.
Wade Hornsby?
Sneaky little guy. Well, there is a Euro event, I believe, in China again, or Hong Kong this weekend, if anybody gets the itch and doesn't want to play an 18-man field at the Hero World Challenge. So get your fix that way, even though I haven't even looked, but assuming the DraftKings contests are horrible.
I'm sure.
Let's just get into this so we can do what we really want to do and talk about Tiger Woods. Yes. Jesse, give us some event history and details on this tournament.
Yeah, so this event has actually been around since 1999 and it's just kind of moved from different golf course to different golf course. For a long time, it was held in California. In 2015, they moved it to the Nassau, Bahamas, and it should be there for at least 5 years, I think. So 2015, Bubba Watson, 25 under, over Patrick Reed by three shots. And then Hideki Matsuyama last year is 18 under over Henrik Stenson, two shots. Surprisingly, the prize money in this for the first place has gone down. I don't know if it's because there's just less people in it or whatever, but, you know, back in Tiger's prime, 2007, it was paying $1.3 million. The last couple of years, it's only paid $1 million.
Only. Bucks, what do you got on this course for the challenge?
Yeah, I mean, it's being played at Albany in the Bahamas. Beautiful course, obviously. It's in the Bahamas, so expect some wind. But there's sand everywhere. You have fairways and then sand. A lot of the greens are fairly undulating. If you watch the event, you'll notice that there are a ton false fronts, a ton of runoffs. So you have to be sharp around the greens. There's not a ton of rough, but it can be pretty patchy where there is. But again, I mean, it's 7,300 yards, so it's fairly long, par 72, but fairways are pretty generous. And as long as you keep it in play and avoid the giant number, you're going to be in contention. I mean, again, it's 18 golfers. Like last year, Tiger led the field in birdies, but he had six doubles. And so he played his way out of it. But it's a really fun golf course. It can be had for sure. 18 under won it last year, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, like the five par fives, five par threes, it seems just like it's scoring paradise out there. Just don't get too crazy, but should be fun. Let's get into the DraftKings picks. We were kind of discussing before this how we wanted to do it without naming all 18 golfers. So we're going to do one in the five digits, one in the eights and nines, and then one in the six and seven, if that sounds good. Jesse, give us your one guy in the 10K range. I believe there's three of them this week.
Yeah. Odd pricing. I mean, obviously, I guess Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, no cut, 18-man field all day. Still the best golfer in the world in my eyes. Justin Thomas has given him a run, but I'd rather have DJ if it came down to the two of them. So Johnson, just because he's Dustin Johnson.
What about you, Bucks?
Yeah, I'm only playing one lineup this week, and Dustin Johnson's in it. I honestly, for me, it's like kind of like a dead heat between Thomas and Johnson right now. The only reason I'm playing Johnson over JT is just because I think Dustin Johnson's rounding into form now. And is starting to get really hot. And this course sets up really well for him. I mean, it sets up well for Thomas as well. But, I mean, out of those two guys, honestly, I view them as the same player at this event, and I'm saving $400. So.
Yep. You guys can't go wrong up here, obviously. I'm actually going to go Justin Thomas for the reason that I love the no-cut and Thomas involved because we know he can go crazy. I think he's played some of the best golf of anybody over the last few months. I know they've had time off, but he's played really, really well. He has to be – this is for sarcasm, obviously, but has to be ticked off that Auburn beat Alabama, so he's going to take that onto the course with him. and then I think the fact that you guys both mentioned DJ, and I don't disagree with any of that – I think a lot of people are going to do that to stay $400. I think a lot of people are. But you can't go wrong either way. But I'm going to go JT. It's just a guy I've always used in no-cut events. Everybody that's listened to this, he's always a guy I target in these kind of events. Let's go with the 8-9K range. There's four golfers, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose, who might be one of the hottest players on the planet, and the defending champion, Hideki Matsuyama. Bucks, why don't you lead us off on this one?
Yeah, in the 9K range, I would pick Ricky Fowler. I love the way he's playing right now. This is the type of event that I think he is going to really dominate. And then I have to play Justin Rose. So he lives on the golf course, like that's his home residence in the Bahamas. So it's in his backyard. Got a plan.
Yeah, I'm with you. Fowler and Rose. And Rose, because he's, like I said, he's playing on fire and he lives there. And that's can't be taken lightly. The guy literally can drive from his front porch and probably go play holes anytime he wants. So I like that aspect a lot. And then Ricky Fowler, he looked amazing at that Mayakoba. Looked really, really good.
Yeah.
Three straight rounds of 67 or below, which is outstanding. Shot 18 under. When he's locked in like he is right now in a no-cut event, he can go Justin Thomas on this course. and just blaze it. Par 5 scoring is going to be big. We know Ricky can drive it a mile. So that's another reason. You can like Koepka for the same reason. I'm going Ricky Fowler and Justin Rose in this area. What about you, Jesse?
Yeah, I'll take Justin Rose. I mean, one of my rules of thumb, or, you know, one of the things I try to abide by year, week in, week out, especially in golf, is don't fade the hot hand. And, I mean, hotter in golf right now than Justin Rose. He won the Dubai Cup, didn't he?
I believe so, yes. Oh, Fleetwood won the Cup, but, yeah, Rose.
Oh, Fleetwood won the Cup. Never mind. One way or the other, his last four golf tournament, look, his last, I don't know, 10th, 4th, 1st, 1st, 10th, 2nd, 10th, 10th. I mean, that is nutty in the golf world. And not all of that was on the European Tour. That's a mixture of PGA and the PGA Tour with a WGC title mixed in there. So, I mean, just insanely hot, but popular. So, I mean, like, the contrarian play would probably be Hideki, but I don't know about Hideki. And then my guy besides him would be Brooks. Come off second at WGC. So I like Brooks and Justin.
Yep. Obviously, we can't go wrong with any picks out here for the most part, but yeah, totally. feeling you there. Yeah. In the 7K, since I want the – this is ridiculous, this 7K range. But Stenson, Reed, Berger, Kisner, Kuch. If this was a cut event, I'd obviously say Kuchar in a heartbeat, especially at $7,000. But I'm kind of liking a gamble on Berger, just something about him at $7,300, him or Kiz at 71. But those would be the two I'd be looking at. What about you, Bucks?
Yeah, the guy that I have on my lineup right now is Kisner. I just like him in a no-cut event. I like Berger in a no-cut event as well. But I'm thinking about, honestly, well, let's get something straight. This is 18 guys in a no-cut event. You really can't go wrong choosing any of these guys. Yeah. I mean, you have 17 guys in the top, I think, 30 in the world, and then Tiger. So, honestly, everybody's a solid play. But when I look at this golf course, I want a guy that obviously is going to keep it in play, avoid the big number, and is – pretty imaginative around the greens, and that's why I like Kisner. He is a grinder, has a good short game, imaginative, and that's why I am going with him.
That makes sense. What about you, Jesse?
I like Stenson in this range. Any word on if the water is good in the Bahamas?
I'd imagine they have a good filtration system, at least where they're at here.
All right, I'll take Kendrick in this range. He's of the guys. I mean, the other thing about Kendrick too is, you know, with the roster construction, there's only like golfers, what, like two different rosters you can realistically make. So, you know, it's gonna be a little bit different if you take Kendrick versus the other four. So I don't know. Kendrick would be my guy though in this range.
Yeah, just keep an eye on him as the week goes on. I know he's had some rib issues. Apparently it's better, but, I mean, of all guys in this field, he seems to be the one to worry about.
That's an even better reason than hopefully.
Yeah, he'll be lower on because
it'll be a sneaky play.
And to wrap up our field, we have six guys in the 6K range. Fleetwood, Molinari, Tiger Woods, y'all. Chapel, Norin, and Charlie Hoffman. Jesse, who do you like in the 6K range?
I like the new Paul Casey, Tommy Fleetwood.
I thought you were going to say Molinari.
you can't compare it to Molinari. First of all, why is Paul Casey not in this field? That's my question.
He had to have turned it down.
Be like a 9,000. I like Tommy Fleetwood, another really hot golfer, a bunch of top tens recently, just playing good golf. I mean, I'll take for 6,800. I'll take Tommy Fleetwood all day. Now he's probably gonna be super popular, but I don't know. In this range, that's who I would take. And then the other option I would look at is Charlie Hoffman, only because he's 6,200.
Yep. What about you, Bucks?
Yeah, in the 6K range, I love Tommy Fleetwood, and then yeah, I gotta go Tiger, obviously. We'll get to him later, though.
Yeah, if you're not going Tiger for fun, it's like Bucks. It's like we said on last week's football podcast. If you're not playing $6,900 Gronk, you're not having fun. If you're not playing Tiger Woods at the Hero Challenge, you're not having fun. It's just at least one lineup.
And Gronk went off, too.
Yep. But Fleetwood at 68, it could be the chalk. And if you don't, I do like Hoffman a lot at 62. We know when he's on, he can score well, and you're getting a guy at 6,200 to fit in the big boys up top. So he could be chalky just because of that reason, too. But in reality, I keep saying chalky. I'm not even going to worry too much about ownership unless it's like a minor, like JT and DJ or something. Because with 18 golfers, they're all going to be like 20% owned.
Yeah,
it's not going to matter.
Yeah,
just you need the best score, period. So just go get your guys in this one. That's my 2 cents. Who is the golfer you guys won't touch out of the 18? Jesse.
I would go with Francisco Molinari.
What about you, Bucks?
Ballers.
Stenson, just because of injury possibilities.
I am not going with Matsuyama, the defending champion. I can't play him. I never can. Jesse, like, who's your one or two core guys you're going to have, like, in every lineup?
Fleetwood and Rose.
Fleetwood and Rose. That's a good twosome. What about you, Bucks?
Fowler and LT Gray.
I like it. And I didn't cheat and look at your paper first, but I had Rose and Fleetwood as well. I just love the way they're playing.
Yeah.
Jesse, who is your winner?
I'll say Rose.
Rose at 10-1. Bucks, what do you got?
I mean, outside of Tiger as the obvious choice, I'm going Ricky Fowler.
Woods is 33-1, and Ricky Fowler is 8-1. My guy, I'm going Tommy Fleetwood at 28-1.
I really 28-1?
28-1.
Good Lord.
It's ridiculous.
Up on that.
Yeah, that's extreme value for, like, one of the best golfers on the planet right now.
Yeah, he's hot as hell.
That's why I was looking at this, because there's a bunch of them that are 10 or below, and then you got a couple other guys. Like, Kisner's 25-1. That's not bad either.
What's the worst or what's the highest odds at the event?
Tiger at Hoffman and Chapel are 33-1. That's the lowest.
Yeah. I mean, I'd put $100 on the worst five guys. I mean, there's only 18 guys in the field.
Yep. It's not horrible. It'd be interesting. But now that we're done with this, let's get to the important stuff. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is back, and if you didn't know that yet, well, I don't even know why you're listening to this podcast, because, yeah, that's golf. Let's just get into the basics. Jesse, do you really think Tiger is back? Is he back for good?
That's such a tough question. I will say that I do think that he took – so he came back really dumb last time. You know, he played in this event, flew out – to California and played an event and withdrew, I think, and then went and flew to Dubai. No, so he missed the cut at the Farmers in January and then flew all the way across the world to Dubai, you know, like a 16-hour plane ride with his back, and ended up WDing after a 77 in the first round. I mean, just super dumb stuff. If you got back issues, why are you sitting for 16 hours on a plane? But one way or the other, I think he did go about it smarter. There's a lot of hype right now. And until I see him on a golf course playing golf, it is so hard to say he's back or not. And even then, I need to see him in a cut event where he's probably facing a cut, whether or not to say, you know, he's back. Because one of the big things about Tiger was be strong. Well, when you don't play competitively for a long time, I mean, those nerves, I can only imagine, you know, how much they creep back in. So, back in the sense that he will play golf this year, I don't think he'll ever be 2000s Tiger Woods again.
What are your thoughts, Bucks?
Yeah, I mean, the the optimist and the Tiger truther in me wants to say that he's back, but realistically, you can't say yes. There's no way anybody at this point in time can say yes, because we've seen this exact same scenario multiple times. I will say that the vibe is a little different these days, because he is saying that he's 100% healthy for the first time in years. You're hearing things from other players that he's actually hitting the ball well. But like Jesse mentioned, and I mentioned on Twitter, it doesn't come down to a swing. His swing has always been good. It's good now. Yes, it's different, but it comes down to his mental game. I mean, Tiger was good, and Tiger was the best in the world for so long because he had such a good, dominant mindset going into every event. And if he gets back to that point, then I think he can win some events and be in contention. But as Jesse alluded to, you can hit 15 million golf balls on the range and go out and play by yourself, and that's one thing. And you can go out and play a really good round of golf and shoot 65 like you did last year. That's one thing. But it's the rounds where you don't quite have it all and you're put into tough situations and you have to grind it out mentally, where he was so good at that back in the day, where he would have his C game and still shoot under par. He won't be back until he gets to that point. Can he do that? Absolutely. He's top two best ever golfers. But you can't say that he is or isn't back right now.
Yeah, the mental parts, that's clutch, because you're talking about it. Before they even start a round, he was already in the guy's head so much it wasn't even funny. Like, there was already, what score do we need to beat Tiger is what it came down to. And that's saying a lot when you guys know and people know that play golf. There's a lot more than just the physical assets to golf to be good at golf. So it'll be interesting. I do like the fact that he's playing with other players and they have nothing bad to say. It's not just the typical kissing ass stuff. They're really like, wow, he's hitting it like this. He's doing this. And that goes a long way in my book. So I hope he's back. Golf will be better, even if it's 70% of what we used to have. Just give me Tiger making some cuts and maybe a couple Sunday pushes, and it'll be a fun year of golf. With all these young kids out there, it'd be awesome. Do you guys really believe, and I don't care who answers this, you both can, do you guys really believe he was out driving Dustin Johnson the other day?
Yeah, I'm sure he was. I mean, if you put him and Dustin Johnson on a par five and let them hit 10 balls each and go after it, Dustin Johnson is going to get them 9 out of 10 times. But I'm sure there were holes where Dustin Johnson's out there hitting some butter cut and Tiger's actually going after one. And so the fact of the matter is Tiger's long. He's still long. Dustin Johnson's still long. I mean, you talk about the number one ranked driving distance person on tour this year versus the 50th, and you're talking about what, like 10 yards?
So. True. Jesse, yeah, does...
I don't put any stock into it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't.
To doubt the reports, but I don't think it matters. I mean, you know, people love Tiger so much, they'll find any reason to just get excited about it. And I get it. I totally understand it. My expectations are super tempered with him because the last few times that we've seen this, it's just been, you know, a letdown.
Do you guys think he wins an event this year?
No.
Fox?
That's tough, man.
You have to answer yes.
I can. I mean, yeah, he's going to win this event. I would say that depending on how this week goes, we can definitely answer that question much better next week. But let's just say he lives up to half the hype that he's getting right now, then yes, he can absolutely win an event.
One last question, and we'll do prop bets. I haven't seen it anywhere, but do you guys know if he's already confirmed for any other events yet this year besides one of these like majors and everything? I haven't seen anything.
Let me see.
I haven't either. I would imagine he'll play in California. You know, after coming up in like January-ish, I'd say he'll be at the Farmers again, I would imagine. Surely to God, he won't Dubai thing again. I mean, he just needs to stay in the States and just play in the golf tournaments because sponsor exemption is not going to be a problem for him, no matter what. I mean, obviously, I don't know if he still has his card or not. I don't know why he wouldn't be a lifetime member of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, he should be. If anybody should be.
I would think he does. I'm not 100% on that, but I would think he is a lifetime member, so he just plays whenever he wants to. Wow. Knowing Tiger, though, I mean, he's going to come back. He's going to start feeling good after this tournament. And he's going to go, like, full board and say, I'm going to play this one. And it just won't happen.
He'll probably play a couple weeks in a row before the Masters and then take a week off before the Masters, probably.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Let's talk some Hero World Championship props. Well, we've got about 8 of them here. Let's go Jesse, Bucks, Mules. Keep going around in a circle. Jesse, yes, -160, no, +140. Does his first shot go in the fairway?
I'm going with the no. We should preface this by saying we've each got $1,000 to wager. What we're going to do, I'll wager $1,000 everyone to on these 7 different bets, and whoever has the most money at the end wins a dozen snails from the other two. So I'm $100 on a no, misses the first fairway +140.
Bucks, what about you?
I am wagering $100 that he is absolutely hitting that first fairway.
I'm wagering $250, a quarter of my budget, that yes, he hits the fairway.
Now I'm hoping he misses.
Oh, it'll benefit you if he misses, for sure. First round score over 71.5. Bucks does not have a bet on this one, but before we do ours, Bucks, do you think he goes over under 71.5?
I haven't looked at the weather, but if the wind is fairly light, I'm going under.
Okay, Jesse, what's your play?
Yeah, I'm 200 under. $200 under.
I'm 250 under, so half of my budget will be gone after round one. I'll be that much richer. Let's just put it that way. I could have 3/4 of my budget gone here in a minute, actually. Lowest round under 68.5. I have under at -110. I put 250 on that. Bucks, what do you like?
I'm definitely going under that. He led the field in birdies last year.
Yep.
Yeah. So
what about you, Justin?
You're 200 under. I'm 200 under. Yeah. I think he gets it done.
Highest round over 74.5. I'm torn on this one. I have nothing on this one. Bucks, do you have an opinion? I know you have no money on this one.
I would say that yes. I would say he would go over 74.5.
And then Jesse?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the highest round under 74.5.
I hope you're right.
All right, now it gets fun. Top 5, yes, +600, no, -900. I think he finishes between 6 and 10, so I have no play on this one. Jesse, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say definitely no, but the no is just not bettable at -900. Just...
Yeah, exactly. Bucks, you have a play here.
I am going that he is finishing in the top 5 for $200.
Nice. Awesome. $1,200. Talk about, yeah, I mean, you can just beat them all at once, right there.
This one bet
beats wins it all.
Beats all of you. One yep. bet.
If he top fives it, Bucks wins it all. top 10 is +200, no, -250. I went $250 on yes, he's a top tenner. Jesse, what do you got?
I got no play on this. Oh, no, actually, I do. I'm at no, -250. To win $80.
He's drinking the juice.
$200 to win $80 does not top 10.
And Bucks, well, obviously, you think top 10.
Yeah, bet top 5. I got to bet top 10. I got 300 on top 10.
Love it. Love it. Finished last, plus 300 for yes. That's just ridiculous. No, minus 400. I have no play because obviously I think top 10. Bucks obviously thinks top 10. Jesse, you have a play.
I know Bucks. Bucks hedged on that.
Oh, he's hedging. Okay, never mind. What's your theory?
Well,
I said he's not going to finish last.
Yeah, I was thinking the hedge would be funny. It wouldn't even.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was Jesse's. I couldn't see the names anymore.
So I'm a no on that. But I mean, like, you know, I mean, it's minus 400. It's not bettable again for me.
So, Jesse, you basically think he finishes between 11th and 17th?
Yeah, I wish that we had that bet. I would bet that.
That's your guy. And then withdrawal is yes, plus 350, no, minus 450. I don't think he withdraws, but I'm not playing it. What do you guys have?
I'm not playing it, but he's not going to withdraw. So
yeah, I got 200 on the. I got 200 on the no minus 450. Only pays 40. So
Jesse's going for the big return, guys.
I'm trying to play it smart, right? So I've got. I'm wagering $1,000 win 710. Win 710. So I would almost get, you know, three quarters of the money back or whatever. You're wagering $1,000 bucks to win 2,090. So you're trying to double your money. Actually, you're trying to triple your money. And then Bubba is $1,000 to win 1,100. So he's trying to double his money. So I've got the uber conservative bets, and you guys are more a little bit more aggressive, especially Bucks with the top five.
And for those that are curious, we're not really putting $1,000 down. Basically, the winner gets a dozen Snells from the other contestants. Snell.com, get your Snells on.
I'll tweet this out. I'll lock it up, and then I'll tweet it out if anybody wants to look at it tomorrow.
And now the fun ones we started digging into, and instead of just kind of picking it like that, we're just going to go over them real quick. The season-long golf bet props for Tiger Woods. Now, this gets fun. We'll start it. Let's go down the list. Will Tiger Woods announce his retirement from professional golf before January 1st, 2019? Yes, it's plus 248. No, it's minus 311. Jesse, does Tiger retire anytime next year?
I'll say no. He's too hard-headed.
What about you, Bucks?
Yeah, absolutely not, man. The dude's going to be active until he's 100 years old. He's never going to retire.
Exactly. Just because he might not play for 3 years, he's never retiring. There's a key thing there. It's
not happening. He's a competitor.
Yeah. How many PGA Tour or European Tour events will Tiger compete in? Not win, compete in the 2018 calendar year. Over 5.5 is minus 193, under plus 144. Bucks, what do you have on this one?
I mean, I would have to go over. And I think the reason I say that is because there's always tournaments that he plays at. So he's going to play the Masters. He's going to play the Arnold Palmer. He's going to play the Players. He's going to play the Memorial. And he's going to play his tournament, the National. So that's five right there that he's 100% going to play. There's got to be one other that he plays during the year. Maybe the Honda or the Wells Fargo, something like that.
What about you, Jesse?
I mean, obviously, the thing is barring injury. I could see him playing five before the Masters, and then the Masters being the sixth.
Definitely over.
Yeah, I see the over. The only way he doesn't go over is if his back's a mess, and anything can happen with the back, so it'd be interesting.
And he's going to play majors. That alone.
Yeah. Well, here's the next question. How many majors will he compete in next season? Over 2.5, plus 118, unders minus 143.
Over.
So yeah, I'm over too. It's
less money. As long as his back's healthy, he's playing in that for plus money. Take it. Will Tiger win an event, Euro or PGA, before January 1st, 2019? Yes, plus 300. No, minus 2,400.
Jeez.
You have to take the plus 300, but man. I'm not taking the no.
That's such a spread. Like, what? Who in the right mind bets minus 2,400? You got to. I mean, you have to have a lot of money, I guess.
Money Mayweather fans.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, that's right. That paid off. That paid off. So if you got 100K, maybe you want to throw it on minus 2,400.
See, any of you guys taking the yes?
I would not bet this. No.
I just would pass on it completely, but I would take the no if it was not minus 2,400.
I agree. Tiger Woods' best finish next year, minimum playing field has to be at least 100, so basically a cut event for the most part. Over 18.5 is minus 140, under 18.5 plus 109. So, Kenny, like top 15, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree. I like the under 18.5, that plus money. What about you, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I would, if I was going to bet that, I would take that.
He can put a big tournament together.
Never know.
How many cuts will he make next year? Minimum field of 100. Over 2.5 is minus 175. Under is one plus 131. I got to go over.
This is actually, I think this is probably the closest prop that I've seen. I would go over, but I think that if he only plays six events, that this is actually really close.
Well, yeah, if he only plays six, holy crap. But well, yeah. And it has to be minimum of 100 too. So like this week wouldn't count, and makes it interesting. What about you, Jesse?
Yeah, I would definitely say over 2.5.
Tiger Woods' official golf ranking at the end of next year. What's his ranking right now?
Anybody know? Apparently they're saying 1180. So.
Okay, so over is 1180.5 plus 130. Under is minus 160. So is he better than he is at the end of next year than he is now?
Yes, he's going to play events. He can't get any worse.
That's what, like, I already read something today. Just by playing this week, he's going to jump like a couple hundred spots.
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems silly to me. Will Tiger Woods withdraw during any event next year? Yes, minus 615. No, plus 408.
Man.
Jesse, what do you think?
I mean, no, seems like a pretty good bet. Yeah, plus, you know, it's 4-1.
The odds are in your
I would take that.
What about you, Bucks?
Yeah, I mean, the betting side of me would bet the no, but realistically, I would go yes.
Just by the way he plays, if it's a cut event, I think he toughs it out and misses a cut. That's where I would go with that. So I'm going to go with the no for the betting angle, but probably another no bet, basically. Oh, this is a good one. Will Tiger Woods undergo back surgery next year? Yes, plus 130, no, minus 160.
No.
I'd say no.
I'm going no. He'll have it the following year. Will Tiger Woods shoot 80 or worse in any round next year? Yes, minus 130, no, plus 100. I'll take yes.
I'll take a yes.
Yeah, he's going to have a bad round. Everybody's bad round. Yeah, not everyone's going to have a fun. Put him in a windy day and at the British Open, he's going to shoot 80-something.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Will Tiger Woods withdraw during the 2017 Hero World Challenge? Plus 287 for yes. No is minus 360. Nope. He's not withdrawing.
No.
Tiger Woods finishing position. Oh, here you go, Jesse. First is 27-12. Second is plus 1584. Third is plus 1303. Fourth through 10 is plus 320. That's where I sit. 11 through 17 is minus 160. 18th is plus 281. So if he finishes last, plus 281.
What?
Jesse, do you want minus 160?
Yeah, I'd take the minus 160. I like that.
And Bucks, do you want to go all the way to number one, or are you going to put sprinkle it around?
I mean, I would probably do like $500 on 4th through 10th, and then 100 on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yep, I like it. I'm on 4th through 10, obviously.
Yes.
Well, Tiger – we already know Buck's answer to this, but we know all our answers, actually. Will Tiger finish top five at the Hero? We know Buck's is a yes.
Damn right.
Will Tiger finish – we already know Tiger finished last. We've already gone through that. Fairway. Oh, now we're all in the Heroes. We've already done all these guys.
Yep.
How many bogeys or worse will he have in the first round? Over 3.5 is -164. Under 3.5 is +125.
Oh, I'd say over.
I'm going to go under. I'll take the plus money.
That's tough, man. I would go under, I guess. I mean, does that count? Does one double count as what bogey?
It's just one hole. Just one hole. How many holes, basically? How many bogey or worse holes?
I would go under because he had six doubles last year and, like, two actual bogeys.
Yep, that's where I'm going. This one, how many birdies in the first round? Over 2.5, -226. Under is +174. I'll go over.
Yeah, over.
Way over.
That line just seems like – that line makes you think he's withdrawing tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah.
That's scary. His highest score on any hole during the whole weekend, over 6.5 is -136. Under is +102. I'll go over. I'll go over. He double bogeys a par 5.
Yeah. I think that's possible. That's a better bet under.
Yeah, that seems crazy. How is he over? The under, worse odds.
They must know he likes to find the sand out there or something.
Man, I will take that. If you guys want to take the over, I will gladly cover any wager.
And that'll do it. We've done all the other bets and our other props. So that's your Tiger Woods prop bets. Any final words on Tiger, gentlemen?
It'll be fun.
I'm excited to see him play again. And I'm really excited to see him paired up with Justin Thomas, too. That'll be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, him and Justin going at it. We know how much Justin loves himself and Tiger. As he showed him all the – we saw the Snapchat pictures, basically, of him and dinner and all that good stuff. So if you had to pick Tiger's first event to win this year, if he won one, what event do you think it would be?
I mean, I feel like you have to say the Masters.
The Masters. Jesse, what about you? What was that, Jesse?
The Barbasol.
Oh, when you're there, sweating it out.
Yeah, no, because hit my abs.
I'll give you +600 that he doesn't even play the Barbasol.
No, yeah, he's gonna be, if he's playing, he would be at the British Open. But I mean, a guy can dream, you know.
Yeah.
They can definitely dream. Next week we will definitely recap some Tiger Woods talk and maybe go a little deeper into the rest of Tiger. But until then, we'll have no real golf after this week till Hawaii, I think. Am I right with that?
Real golf? No.
Yeah, real golf. No cuts, none of that good stuff. Well, part of Hawaii is even no cuts. But
yeah, real golf is in Hawaii in January. They do have some shootout in December.
Yeah, but shooting out, then the tournament champions, then the Sonys when the actual real season starts. That's January 11th. We do have a few listener questions.
Yeah.
What do you got? Because I know we're going to cover some of those in the upcoming weeks. So what do you got?
Oh, okay. Yeah, if we're going to hit those up in the upcoming weeks, I got you. No problem. Well, one of
them we're gonna cover
was expectations on Tiger's season, future in golf. Will he win again? We already talked about that. So –
yeah, we're going to do some strategy talk coming up. We're going to do some future players to look at, all that good stuff. Cool. To give everybody stuff to enjoy while there is no real competitive golf.
Yes.
Well, so, yeah. Sounds good.
Cool. Well, then that'll wrap us up for the Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast Hero World Challenge preview. You can get the podcast on Twitter at AlwaysPressDFS. I am at BDentric. Jesse? At DFS Golf Gods, Bucks at BP Snow 11. Any final words? Oh, and at Snell Golf. At Snell Golf. SnellGolf.com. Any final words, gentlemen?
Go Tiger.
Nope. Good?
Yes. Go Sweet. Tiger.
That'll do it. Yeah, Tiger Woods, y'all. We'll catch you guys later.